From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting an attempt to tamp down tensions between the United States and North Korea. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says he does not believe there is any imminent threat from North Korea to the Pacific island of Guam, despite Pyongyang's claim that it is examining its plan for making an enveloping fire around the U.S. territory. Tillerson spoke to reporters while flying to Guam Wednesday after an exchange of heated rhetoric between Washington and Pyongyang. He defended remarks by President Donald Trump, but also sought to calm U.S. citizens fearing a nuclear conflict with North Korea.
I think Americans should sleep well at night. I have no concerns about this particular rhetoric of the last few days. I think the president, again, as commander-in-chief, I think he felt it necessary to issue a very strong statement directly to North Korea. But I think what the president was just reaffirming is the United States has the capability to fully defend itself from any attack and defend our allies, and we will do so.
The top U.S. diplomat was on Guam on a refueling stop following a visit to Asia. Trump on Tuesday spoke a stark warning to North Korea, saying if Pyongyang continues its threats against the United States, they will be met with fire and fury like the world has never seen. In the statement issued early Wednesday in Asia, the North Korean Central News Agency said its armed forces were carefully examining a plan for missile strikes on Guam. American military bases there are believed to hold the largest U.S. arsenal of nuclear weapons outside of the continental United States. Guam's governor, Eddie Calvo, said in a televised speech there was no threat to the island, but said it was prepared for any eventuality. VOA News. Police in Kenya shot dead two protesters in the capital's Flashpoint Matare slum on Wednesday as unrest broke out after opposition accusations that the general election was rigged. The French news agency AFP says a military official told them the group was those killed were part of a group that was protesting in the area, and officers were sent to quell the chaos. He added that we are told many of them were also thieves who took advantage and could not even obey the police. Two have been fatally wounded. An AFP photographer said he saw one of the victims with a massive gunshot wound to his head. Isolated protests erupted in opposition strongholds in Nairobi as well as the western city of Kisumu after opposition presidential candidate Raila Odinga alleged massive rigging in Tuesday's general election. The International Organization for Migration is calling for rapid action to prevent a cholera epidemic in South Sudan from spiraling out of control as the rainy season in the country progresses. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from IOM headquarters in Geneva.
IOM spokeswoman Olivia Hayden tells VOA a combination of factors, including the ongoing crisis, the rainy season, and the movement of displaced people across the country, is making it extremely difficult to contain this deadly disease.
So if you are maybe infected with cholera or someone in your family, if you come in contact with it, and then you move to a different part of the country, you're also bringing the infection with you. We hope that it doesn't spiral out of control, and IOM with our other partners in the UN and NGO implementers on the ground are working so it doesn't.
Hayden says IOM and partners are leading oral cholera vaccination campaigns across South Sudan. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
French police shot and arrested a suspect in a dramatic motorway chase Wednesday after a car smashed into soldiers outside of a barracks in a Paris suburb, injuring six of them. The suspected terror attack is the latest in a string of assaults that have hit France since January of 2015, claiming more than 230 lives. The servicemen were hit by a BMW which drove down a quiet street in the upmarket western Paris suburb of Levallois-Perret at around 8 this morning. Reports detail how police later gave chase to the vehicle on a motorway north of Paris and shot and wounded the suspect, a man aged in his late 30s, who was also arrested. The Interior Ministry described the act as deliberate and carried out by a man on his own. More on our website at voanews.com. I'm Ira Melman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.